Last August, the private company Mterra began collecting garbage, recycling, and yard waste in Winnipeg. Almost immediately, there were complaints that the company was violating its contract through missed pickups and delays, lost carts, emptying garbage into recycling trucks, and recycling into garbage trucks. Winnipeg Mayor Sam Cates promised that the company would be fined for contract violations. Today, city administration said that approximately $400,000 in fines has been levied against Mterra in November alone, but there were no details on the total amount of fines levied against the company. Harvey Smith is the city councillor for the Daniel McIntyre Ward, which includes the University of Winnipeg, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Harvey.
Hello.
So you, for weeks, have been asking city administration for details on the fines levied against Mterra. Were you pleased with the response received today?
No, I wasn't, because it seemed to me that it was just basically a bunch of words instead of answering the, one of the things at the end of the article, they said they had problems during the cold weather, the trucks couldn't handle it. Well, you know, I talked to cabbies, and the cabbies had no trouble during the cold weather. Surely these trucks should not have had any trouble. And the whole thing, first of all, in the article, they said that there was no hard figures. They hadn't compiled them. Well, when I requested it, they said that they couldn't release them because it would interfere with the Freedom of Information Act, that would hinder a third party. I mean, they have to be consistent. When you have a different answer from them, then you get a little while later, you know. And then they talk in the article about checking which ones are legitimate. And what are they doing, you know? Like, the whole thing is very confusing. I just don't think they're answering my questions, and they're not giving an accurate account. Now, for example, Councillor Vandell says that he's going to propose something so that they don't refuse giving information to councillors. What's he going to do? I mean, first of all, it's legally they should be giving it to councillors. Never mind, doesn't have to propose anything. He just has to take action against those people who are not forthcoming.
Well, I just wanted to get back to what you said about the contract, because this is a five-year contract for $11.9 million per year, although it was the lowest bid. There are, given that this is a contract of a substantial amount, shouldn't it be written that penalties can be disclosed to the public? Because it doesn't seem to be any public interest in hiding these.
Well, first of all, the contract has not been made available. So no one on Public Works Committee has seen the contract. Members of EPC have not seen the contract. So the only one who's seen the contract, basically, are the head of the Waste Department and Phil Schiegel, the CEO. You know, like, I mean, first of all, Public Works Committee should have had the contract.
Is this standard for other city services that the city contracts for?
Well, I don't know if it's standard, but all I know is I'm not happy with this lack of action. And we should know, like, I was talking with one councillor, Paula Havisbeck today, and she says there's whole blocks that didn't get their pickup. Well, if they're just counting one resident, okay, I mean, you know, they should be counting, like, all eight homes. So we know that the figure is not accurate. Now, I should tell you that when the city wasn't going to be releasing the information, I wrote a letter to Mterra suggesting they should release the information, that it was in their interest to do so. Well, on Saturday, I got an email from them wanting to meet with me, and I'm meeting with them tomorrow morning.
And what do you plan to ask them at that meeting?
I'm going to ask them what their views on the whole operation. I mean, for example, I understand from talking to some people in the administration that there is some dispute about what is a legitimate mispickup. And so I want to go over that. And I think that the city should be able to have a way of telling. Like, you know, like Daryl, the head of the Waste Department, said that they have to check to see if some of them are legitimate. What does he do? How does he do that? You know, the whole thing. When I read the article, I had to laugh.
I wanted to talk a bit about this neighborhood because I know when MTERA started picking up waste, there were a lot of complaints in and around the university. In Daniel McIntyre, have you heard from constituents that things are still fairly bad with waste pickup?
I haven't heard things are really bad, but I've had every day we get a few complaints. And it's really maddening when you get the same complaint, you know, like over and over and over again from the same residents. So it's not good.
Especially for them.
And we never had we never had the complaints that we're having now when the city was operating and when the city crews were doing it. And I just think that, well, for one thing, we know that they're paying minimum wage. Now, you know, minimum wage, you get a turnover. And the service cannot be as good as when you have steady employee year after year.
And so do you think the city should go back to in-house garbage collection by city employees?
Yes, I do. In fact, I've been running a series of ads on one of the local radio stations calling for that. I bought 36 spots. And since I started running them, one business has offered to give me some more spots free, eh? Because they're not happy with the garbage collection.
Is there support for this from other councillors or from city administration?
Well, it'll be support from the councillors that are sort of with me, my outlook, that believe that garbage is a core service and should be maintained and you should have control over it. You know, when you have a private contractor, you have to seriously watch what they're doing, and it's hard to control them. Whereas it's your own forces, you have absolute control. And it would be far better for us to be picking it up ourselves. We never had this sort of problem for years and years when the city was doing it.
And I imagine if you had city workers, they'd be much more directly accountable to councillors and to the public.
That's right.
Can the city of Winnipeg get out of its contract with MTERA before the five-year end date if there are contract violations by the company?
Well, yeah, they would. They could get out of it, but it may cost them to get out of it. But you have to weigh the what the cost would be, and if it maybe we have to let the contract run out. But then we should be prepared way ahead of time to take it over. I mean, Ottawa has taken over their contracts, taken it away from private contractors. They've saved $5 million in a four-year period. I mean, Peterborough has done the same thing. And there's other cities that have in effect, kicked out the private contractors and resumed control of collecting the garbage.
So for you, what are your next steps on this issue?
Well, I'm meeting with MTERA tomorrow morning, and then we'll see. I know one thing. I'm persistent. You know, I don't give up on something when I feel there is something wrong, and so I will pursue it. You know, I'm fairly creative, too. I can think of things to do.
And so just lastly, I wanted to ask for people living in this neighborhood, your constituents, if they're still having trouble with their pickup, what do you recommend they do?
Well, first of all, they should phone my office. That's the quickest way of getting some result. And we contact 311, and we keep track of it. So it's far better for them to contact my office. And let me tell you, my office is very thorough, very definite, and very persistent. We did a lot of things already. Like, for example, we got rid of the electronic billboard on the Boyd building. And, you know, the fact is when something is wrong, we keep at it and at it and at it until we get the result we want.
Well, thank you for coming in today and talking to me about this.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've been speaking with Harvey Smith. He is the Winnipeg City Councillor for the Daniel McIntyre Ward, and you're listening to Mud and Water, mudandwater.org on CKUW 95.9 FM.